Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and thank you for tuning in to our Thursday night programming of Totally Driven Radio. Heh, but why wouldn't you tune into the greatest show heard all around the world?
We're live, but we're not live. We are Memorex. That's right. We're still taped. We're still on our little vacation, but I haven't stopped doing interviews. You know, I'm still doing these interviews each week. So I'm putting together some tape shows for everybody to hear. Couple cool guests for tonight's show. One's a really, really good cause. The cause is called Home on the Range, and the person I talked to is Mr. Neil Cohn, and he's known from some people, he's known as the Vegan Rocker. Well, the cause is, like I said, it's Home on the Range, and there's a documentary that's out now. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Home on the Range Benefit, and also, too, Neil put together an album to accompany the documentary and to help raise some money for it, and like an all-star lineup. It's got Joan Jett, Howard Jones, the Pretenders. Let me see who else it's got. They were just off the top of my head. We got Moby, Yoko Ono, and a whole host of others. So, I mean, it's a really cool album, good cause. Check it out. Explore it. Check it out. And I'm going to play my interview with Neil in a little bit, and he's going to tell you all about the calls, the album, the documentary, everything. So it's really cool to check that out. And before we get into Neil's interview, we actually have an interview with a returning guest, Mr. Matthew Whiteman of the band Red Tide Rising. Matthew was actually did our show like 2 years ago when they were promoting their last release. Well, they have a new release coming out, and they're getting ready to hit the road with Seven Dust and Crobot. So I talked to the lead singer of Red Tide Rising, Mr. Matthew Whiteman. And yeah, let's play that interview right now. How about that? So you're listening to Totally Driven Radio. My name is Bay Ragney. Ed, let's get driven with Matthew Whiteman. Matthew,
how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
So, yeah, I hear you all good.
Cool.
You know, I was going to say, I don't know if you remember, but actually we talked like over 2 years ago when you were promoting the
Right.
Yeah, man. So welcome back.
Cool. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So so now you guys are out with a new EP called Voices. Why just go an EP this time instead of full bite?
We wanted to test the waters of the new sound. So rather than doing a full-length album and, you know, putting more time and effort into it to complete it, we wanted to just put out pretty much a teaser of what we plan on doing. And it's been working. It's been drawing a lot of attention our way, and people just want more. And that's always a good thing to have.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, I mean, it seems a lot more like hit generated almost. I mean, like listening to it, I can hear like a couple songs off there that can definitely be singles with no problem.
Yeah, it's really surprising us on the selection that the terrestrial radio stations have been selecting. They've been selecting between three of them. It's not just been one only. So I mean, that's always fantastic too.
Absolutely. That's cool. I'm surprised you actually said terrestrial radio.
Yeah, I know.
I would have thought more of satellite radio.
Yeah, same.
Pretty, now, do you think the big you think the big difference in that was working with Mike from Drowning Pool in this?
Absolutely, man. Mike brought to the table the experience of having a successful, you know, career in getting radio songs out there. But it wasn't like we didn't sit down. We're like, okay, we want to write a song for radio. That's not how it happened. We just basically selected five songs that felt defined our sound the best, and we just worked it from there. It was never, let's change this because radio people will like this better. It wasn't that. It just kind of happened, which is a good thing. That's what we hear from a lot of bands that have had success in that. It just happens. It doesn't. You don't write a song going, I want this for radio. So.
Right. Now, did you guys go in and just write these songs in the studios? You were doing the recording, or did you already have the song ideas ready to go? Or
because we were working with Mike, and based off his schedule and all that, we did a lot of pre-production before in the studio. We did change a couple things while we were in studio that just with the engineer, his suggestions on it. But it was kind of stuff that was, everybody thought, you know, we weren't going to keep this necessarily. We'll see what other things we could play around if we have time. And that's exactly how it happened. We had a lot of time due to all the pre-production that we got done. So we did change some stuff and add more stuff in studio. So I would say 90% of the project was done pre-production, and then 10% of it was in the actual studio.
Oh, cool. Now, and you mentioned the engineer, too, which I saw in the new bio for you guys. I mean, he's worked with people like Fatana and Kelly Clarkson, so that's pretty big.
Yeah, Jeff is a really interesting character. We met him when we did The Rising, and we met him based on luck. You know, we originally planned on recording The Rising at a completely different studio, and then that studio shut down last minute, and we scrambled to find a studio. And the studio that we found, Jeff was engineering in, and just working with him, we started learning his extensive history of working with huge artists out in L.A.,
right,
you know, about a decade ago. And just he's a wizard, man, at, like, Pro Tools and all that. And that's what you need, because you're not wasting time in the studio on some engineer that doesn't have his stuff together. It's just great when he knows it in the back, and he knows techniques that have been industry standard that most people wouldn't catch, because it's the slight
sure
things that really makes an album complete. So that was great to work with him again on that, and with the addition of Mike, we just had a powerhouse for making this project come to life.
Yeah, I mean, again, listening to it, like, you can hear the growth in you guys, and again, like, listening to some of the songs, you know, and then you were saying too, like, easy three songs, if not four songs, could definitely be hits right off, pulled right at the top of this. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty proud moment for you guys, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see the response from everything. Hands down to Mike for doing that, because he basically came in and he was like, if you guys really want to make it, this is what we have to do. I'm like, for me, he opened up something that I didn't really see in the past projects before, and it was just how vocals would need to be delivered in order to sound, you know. He basically said over-exaggerate, because my regular vocals just cut normal, so I need to put more attack into things and more, you know, just different over-exaggerations on stuff, and it won't be overdone. It'll be enough to sell the whole whatever emotion I'm trying to sing, you know.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, and right there you said emotion, and it's called Voices. The EP is called Voices. And going through, again, going through the bio, I mean, it gives like a little breakdown of what like each song is about. And it says, starting off, like, it's Voices is fueled by rage, the realities of life and ugliness of the world we live in. And then I was thinking, I was like, wow, is they calling it Voices because you're wanting your voice to be heard on things?
Yes, exactly. That's the whole idea is, you know, no matter how small I am right now and all that stuff, my voice will be heard, pretty much.
And that's, you know, even crazier to see that you're only like 21 years old, am I correct?
Yes. You are correct.
And, I, you know, you read that and it's like, wow, all right, he's 21 and he gets it. Like, he understands what's going on out there. And he's got, like, a real honest opinion about this stuff that's not as crazy as the things he's singing about, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, also, a huge influence on the lyric stuff and just the overall theme of the thing was the book 1984. So that was a big kind of influence on there, kind of an altered dystopia type thing. So
now, I would imagine too. I mean, again, being 21. I mean, I haven't been 21 in a couple decades, but I would imagine being out on the road and all too. That's got to make you grow up a lot quicker.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I started going on the road at 17, 18. So it's definitely accelerated seeing life, you know. That was one of the things. I did the In This Moment tour senior year, and everybody was just so fixed on, you know, high school drama crap around me, you know, my inner circle. And I'm out
right
in the country playing these shows, seeing the world how it really is. And I come back and I couldn't do it. I could care less about freaking prom or football games or, you know, all that crap. It was like, you know, I'm outside the bubble now and I just want to get out there again. You know, it's like, so yeah, I would say, having been able to tour at a young age that, I definitely get it before most people do.
Dude, that's got to be pretty wild, though. Like, you were, what, a senior in high school when you were out on
yeah.
tour In This Moment? Like, what did, like, friends and people in school think? Like, that happened pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I had a lot of support, especially from the administration that pulled some strings so I wouldn't completely fail and, you know, be a high school dropout. They made it happen, and it was just a lot of people, I don't know, they, honestly, they really didn't care because they were so fixated in their bubble, but
right
now that they're out of that bubble and they see where we're going as a band, you know, they see these opportunities that I'm getting, they're like, how did you do this? You know, I'm like, because some of them, some people are trying their own music acts now, which is normal, you know, about the age 21,
right.
Let's start a band, you know. But I've been doing it so long, they're just like, how are you getting these opportunities? Well, you just got to work it.
Now, your brother's in the band as well. Is he older or younger than you?
Yeah, he's about 2.5 years older. So he's
okay,
23.
So he was down to school.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did your parents think, like, at that point, like, when you're like, all right, I'm going to go out on tour within this moment, I'm going to have to leave school for a little bit? They were totally cool with that?
Yeah, they supported it all the way. They're a huge support of the band. And
that's awesome.
You know, they just want to see their kids' dreams basically come true, like all parents.
Matt, can you hang on 1 second?
Yes.
Go straight there. Through, yeah. Right, his office right in the back. All right. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good.
But
yeah, they were
yeah.
really supportive of everything.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
See, I didn't, when I was growing up and I wanted to be like, you know, like you, my mom was not supportive at all, at all. It's just funny. It's very funny. So, all right, so going back to the EP again, the opening track on it, it's called Writing on the Wall. You sound very angry in it.
Yeah, I mean, Writing on the Wall is kind of, it was supposed to set the tone for everything and sort of foreshadow of what we're getting to. It's really about going back to the things that we've seen, you know, the destruction of ourselves, pretty much. That I don't want to be that guy that gets this opportunity and then blows it because I do something
right.
Stupid and, you know, not really following my own morals. That's what the song is really about. But it's also about kind of there is hope, I guess, to make it, to get past that, and
sure,
and become who you want to be without, you know, sacrificing who you are.
Nice. And another song on there, Suffocate, which, again, it's one of the ones I definitely think could be a single. It's about addiction?
It is, yeah. I've seen a lot of people trying to do the same thing that I'm doing, you know, become successful in whatever industry, and they just blow it from their own, you know, problems with
sure.
substances or just other stuff. So that was Suffocate. Pretty much these songs are, they kind of tell a story of struggle from each different aspect of things. So like New Breed is kind of more oriented on social stuff, social engagement, how we've kind of
okay.
really become drones, really. You know, people don't really talk to each other anymore. They just text or whatever. They settle for lesser music, even. You know, that's really what it's been driving on. And it's not really attacking, you know, what those people are doing. It's just, it's kind of a wake-up call that I would like to see things change back into kind of the old school way of people actually at a concert, getting out their phone, just being in the crowd, watching the whole thing, not filming the whole thing, just kind of, you know, be there, not away, pretty much.
Now, how tough is that for you, being on stage? You're the singer, you're the front man, so you're out there in front, and being in that generation, being that 21-year-old, like, and all you're seeing is people holding up their friggin' phones. Like, how annoying is that?
You know, I understand it because they don't really know anything different, which is true. Because, you know, even I had gotten a cell phone at a very early age, and the smartphones just allow you to do everything. But, you know, at some point, I'm kind of like, okay, it's like 4 or 5 songs in, and you're still filming it. And really, what are you going to do with that video? Are you going to watch it again? You going to, I know it doesn't go on YouTube because I'm not seeing this stuff, you know? It's like, so, I mean, at the same time, though, we are, you know, flattered that you're, you know, recording something for us, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, really. But I would like to see, especially as we get bigger and I can influence more, kind of what Corey Taylor and all those big guys do is they're like, you know, get off that phone and just be in the experience for this hour, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right.
Because, you know, it's gonna fly like that, you know.
You know, it's funny because, like, for years, I would go and I'd be filming with, like, a camera or something.
Yeah.
And putting them up on YouTube. And then I finally got to the point where, like, I said it to myself, like, I'm not even really able to enjoy the show now. Like, because I was so focused on trying to
you know, film and share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped for the longest time. And then I was at a show 2 weeks ago, and I was just so blown away. And now they have that Facebook Live thing. So I did that. I went on the Facebook Live. I'm like, I just got to share this with everybody. Like, everybody
yeah.
has to see this. And but that was it. Like, I totally get it, though. You know, from a standpoint, like, wanting to share it with people, but if you're doing it, not even sharing it with others so they can see it, I don't get that.
yeah.
Right. yeah, exactly. Like, I know the phone's memories. There's no way you have just multiple 45-minute concerts just sitting on your in your hard drive. Like, you're going to delete it, and then what did you accomplish there? Yeah, so.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
So, but the one song that really I think is the big hit off of the EP is You're Nothing But Shit.
yeah, it's been a good one. The that one's just, I think everybody can relate to it. We all have those people in our lives that just piss us off so much. And that's what the song was created for. But basically taking them off their pedestal, bring them down to my level, and a big, big old reality check, pretty much.
Awesome. So speaking of going out on the road, no, you guys are going out on a real good one. I wish you guys were coming out here to Philly, to the East Coast. You're going to be heading out on tour in August with Seven Dust and Crobot.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to
yes,
be awesome.
Yes, we are. It's going to be great. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff on that run. First off, we'll be able to hit Canada for the first time. We haven't been able to do that, so we're really excited for some international travel. There's some really cool U.S. stuff, like Sturgis at the Full Throttle Saloon. That's going to be nuts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. so, and just the opportunity to share a stage with a band legendary like Seven Dust will be amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, everybody says Seven Dust is where it's at. You know, even Drowning Pool, when we told them, they're like, oh, you guys are so lucky. Like, so it's going to be really, really awesome time.
That's freaking awesome. Now, Crobot, actually, I saw them late last year opening for Motorhead. Have you seen them live yet?
I've not seen them live, but I've been doing my history on them just to get affiliated with them, because you don't want to be that band that's like, who are you?
but, dude, you have to, like, you got to ask the dude, the lead singer, like, how does he continue to do that headbanging like that and not hurt his neck? I never seen anybody like bang their head like that so much. I would get a headache watching them.
I will ask him that on your behalf.
so, all right, so the EP Voices, where can everybody find it?
It's available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music. You can message our Facebook, Red Tide Rising. For a physical copy, we'll ship you one. Yeah, everywhere where music's pretty much sold, I think BestBuy.com has it as their overall distribution site.
Cool.
And there's a handful of small independent record stores that carry them. So, you know, if you're old school and like supporting the small record stores, check your local record store, see if they have it. If not, we'll see if we can get it near you.
Cool. And how about the band? Where can everybody find the band?
What was that?
How can everybody find Red Tide Rising?
Oh, yeah. We're on pretty much all those social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Bands in Town. Just search Red Tide Rising. We also have a website, www.redtiderising.com. It's got our tour info, some bios, photos, and all that good stuff there. And, I think I hit them all there.
Cool. Now, I'm picking to play You're Nothing But Shit. I want you to pick two.
What was that?
Pick two songs off the new EP to play.
Oh, pick two? Let's do
sound of voices screaming, and we'll do Suffocate. I like that one too.
Cool. You got it. All right, Matt.
Take it easy, man. Thanks for calling in, and again, I hope you guys get out here to the East Coast at some point.
Yeah, I hope so too. We're trying, man.
Cool.
And,
well, lots of luck with the new EP, man.
Yeah, thanks, man, for playing it and all the support you've been doing for us. We definitely appreciate it.
Cool. Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I'll be talking to you
one.
Soon, hopefully. You too.
Yeah, hopefully. All right. Bye.
Whiteman of Red Tide Rising. We're going to play our next interview, but first, we're going to take a commercial break. And before we get into anything else, just give me 3 minutes of your time. We'll take a commercial break, come back, and play our interview with Neil Cohn. Stay tuned.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, welcome back to the Jim Radio. Barry Agnew here, and it's time for our next interview. Let's do this. It's all ready. It's all queued up. Here he is. From Home on the Range Benefit, also his band, the Warshaw Angels, Mr. Neil Cohn. Neil.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are we finally pulling it off?
I believe if it doesn't jump, I think we can get it.
Cool. All right, so the whole thing, the whole project, Home on the Range. This is a big thing that you really stand behind and really a big part of. How did this whole thing start?
Probably it started with frustration. It's definitely a project I believe in. I was playing in a band, and we were doing some benefit shows and things like that to raise awareness. And I thought, I can make this, you know, bigger. How can I make this bigger? What can I possibly do? And I was thinking about it, and First, I thought of farm animal sanctuaries because farm animals are probably the most abused animals on Earth, and I was thinking that would be the best place to start. So I came up with an idea for an album of people that are sympathetic to the cause. First couple people I talked to was Howard Jones and Moby. I ran into Moby at a party and spoke with him about it, and he was definitely willing to help right away. So that kind of helped get it started for me, and then I was just reaching out to a lot of other people through people I know and the band scene and that scene. And it took a long time to finish. That's for sure.
Really?
Started about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Because there's a documentary film, and then there's editing, and then there's 21 songs on the album. So with everybody's schedules and with life circumstances, forces of nature, things like that, it's hard to get anything done anymore. So we're finally kind of at the end of the process. It comes out tomorrow.
Cool. Now, did you help make the documentary as well, or just the album?
I did help make the documentary. I'm in it a little bit. We decided we were going to take a small film crew to a farm animal sanctuary and show people how these animals they get cared for, you know, kind of the bright side of the story. So
right.
So we were there. We spent a lot of time hanging out with animals and having fun and filming. And then we added some interviews and things like that later with some of the artists on the CD and put together a film, short film. It's about 20 minutes long. And it pretty much sums up, you know, the whole project.
Now, was that the one, I think I saw it on YouTube earlier. It's like 21 minutes long?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one.
It's
the menace. It took so long.
it's crazy because, you know, I sat and watched it, and I'm an animal lover myself, and I always say, but I'm a meat eater, and I always say to myself, if I knew what was probably coming to all these animals, I wouldn't want to eat meat anymore. And watching that, I was like, when they showed the scenes of, like, the animals and all, I was just cringing. I'm like, oh, my Lord. Like, it's a sad thing. It really is.
It is. It's not meant to shock anybody. I think it's pretty tame in comparison to a lot of the stuff out there.
Sure.
We wanted to make it informative and just at least shed some light on a little bit of what happens, and then also show kind of the positive side, what people can do to make it better, or to ease their conscience, or, you know, sometimes those feelings are things that people have nagging at them just in the back of their minds, but it can take just a small thing like that to just push it over and get it to the forefront and hopefully, you know, create a little bit more compassion, whether it's to reduce meat consumption or to cut out meat and dairy consumption. Every little bit helps. And I just felt like there was a way to combine rock and roll musicians and, you know, and this cause. So that's kind of how it came to be. Yeah.
And now, did I see somewhere too, like, I guess you like refer yourself as the vegan rocker?
I think other people refer to me as the vegan rocker. I think it just kind of happened. I think there's a few people out there that maybe fit into that. But yeah, I've been called that a few times. I was actually cast in a film called Vegucated, and they wanted somebody that basically looked different and that would stick out a little bit compared to the other people in the movie.
Right.
And I guess I was the freak of nature. they made me wear a T-shirt that said vegan on it, and it's a cameo part. It was in there just, you know, a few little spots, but it was a good contrast to that. So I think that's partially how that vegan rocker thing started. Was with that film.
Gotcha. That's funny. Now, going back to the album, which comes out tomorrow, who on the album, like, when you got them to agree to do it, you were just like, yes, okay.
Oh, well, there were some people there that were my friends, so I kind of expected them to do it. So people that I had not yet been friends with that I became friends or reached out to. I think I was so excited about Yoko Ono. I mean, just like, what a legend, you know? When she agreed to do this, and she was so kind, and she wrote me such a wonderful letter, and responded to, you know, to some of the things I sent her, and just was such an ongoing help and inspiration. You know, she leaves she's got such a legacy of, you know, peace and a whole lot of that stuff, and not to mention, you know, tying it into the Beatles and John and all that. I think, that was kind of, it was the most surreal to think that, wow, you know, Yoko knows who I am. She's into this. So I think that was great. And then Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, super excited when that happened.
Nice.
Just, again, big fan for years and years. And, you know, we kind of have, you know, some of our, the cause kind of aligns. She does a lot of this kind of stuff. And it just seemed like a really good fit. And when she had agreed to do it, again, you know, it was very, it was unreal. You know, wow, this is actually becoming a thing. So I realized, well, maybe I'm not going to be, you know, an out of work rock and roll singer someday. So, yeah.
I mean, this is really an all-star lineup of who's who in music. I mean, it's like all over the musical spectrum of different genres and all. But I mean, it really is like you're saying, a Yoko Ono and the Pretenders and Howard Jones, and you got Joan Jett on there. I mean, so it's not like it's just like just a bunch of local bands we just put something together. I mean, this is top names in the business.
I guess at one point in time they all were local bands. But that was probably a long time ago.
Right.
I was really thrilled and honored to, I worked with two people from Crass, Anarchist Punks, with Tony Barber from Buzzcocks. And so they have a project called Last Amendment, and Crass are just, you know, major, major activists. So I was actually really honored to be asked to mix that track with them. Again, another surreal moment. And then, like you said, there's a lot of broad variety of artists, from Nellie Mackay to Fred from Taking Back Sunday. A lot of really good stuff. There's a great bluegrass band called Giving Tree Band. It all just kind of, I want to say it all came together, but it, you know, over 5 years it all came together.
And going back to the whole Yoko Ono thing, like the snippet I heard of the song, like, I mean, let's face it, Yoko has put out some pretty wacky stuff over the years.
Yes.
And it was like a really good song. It wasn't like off the wall Yoko, like classic Yoko. I mean, it was a really cool song.
Yes, and that's kind of what made it a little bit more. Yoko gets a bad rap from a lot of people because they're not willing to maybe listen to all of the stuff. I mean, she's a great artist. She's done a lot of different stuff. There's a lot of the, you know, the avant stuff where she's screaming and yelling and things like this. But this is a proper ballad, if you know, I would call
right.
it. So it's Plastic Ono Band, real amazing musicianship on it, and such a surprising, heartwarming and honest track. So I think, and I think if people gave it a chance, it would really, you know, hopefully change people's minds about Yoko. She's such an amazing person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it totally changed my mind. I was like, wow, like, is this really Yoko?
it is. Yeah, you wouldn't think that. You wouldn't think that, and she can actually sing. You know, that's the whole thing there. She does a lot of avant stuff and remixy stuff. But this is just a proper song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Cool. Now, and also your band is also on there, the Warsaw Angels.
Yes, Warsaw Angels. It's a band that I started a couple years ago. When I first started this project, I was still fronting the band Dead Stars on Hollywood. That basically self-exploded, just like everything does. Self-implodes, implodes, explodes. Took a little time away from it, and then started Warsaw Angels. And we did a record that came out about a year and a half ago, and a lot of guest appearances and stuff on that. And that's kind of how that helped me incorporate this into this project as well, just through some of those people that were also into the cause.
Cool. Very cool. Now, has there been, like, any discussion, talk, or anything, like, maybe trying to put, like, a benefit concert together with all these artists?
Well, there's always been talk of doing some type of concert. That's the first question that people always ask me. If they don't think it's a concert, they say, well, you should put on a concert. And yeah, I think it would be physically impossible to get everybody together, because I know how difficult it is just to arrange some minor stuff. What we are going to do, we have some listening parties going on. We're going to have an event in New York City in the fall, and I would like to have a few of these artists perform at it. And we're still working out the details on that. So, yeah, we'll definitely stay posted with that. So it should be pretty good.
Nice. And how about, like, I mean, this is something that's, you know, a cause that's never going to go away. I mean, it's something I would imagine I picture you to be always involved with. How about, like, in the future, maybe trying to do future albums like this?
You're talking about the 10-year plan.
Yeah.
Now that we're done with this one, I feel like if we were to do another one, which we're definitely talking about, and I've already talked to some of my band friends and new band friends that are into the same stuff, I have a little bit of a lineup going on in my head, but and I can't share who that is, but I have a couple people already willing to donate tracks.
Nice.
I think it would only take us 2 years. I think I could do it in two. Now that we know, you know, what we're up against with it. But yeah, I think it's something that could, you know, it could be expanded, and I think it's not just a one shot deal. And then, you know, the
right.
other thing about records, records are something that, you know, it kind of marks a place in time, and you can always go back and pull out a record and listen to it again. And
right.
it can still be fresh, or it can still remind you of something cool that was happening in your life or not cool. So the music is really kind of a forever thing. So I would definitely love to get another one out. But yeah, let's see how this one does first.
So all right, so it does come out tomorrow, and where will it be available at?
Anywhere a computer can be found, that's for sure. We have distribution in North America. We have physical distribution also in the UK and Europe, and then the general download go-tos, iTunes, Google Music, Amazon Music, and then there's a bunch of places actually I've seen online that are already doing pre-sales for the physical
cool.
CD for people that want to collect, you know, that want to actually have a physical disc that has a, you know,
nice.
A booklet and all that kind of stuff in it. So yeah, other than that, I guess music is available everywhere now. So. Anywhere online, and CD Baby has been really helpful too. They're doing all our digital distribution, and you can get the physical CD directly from them as well.
Oh, cool. Very cool. And how about, like, the documentary, the place to go, I would imagine, be YouTube for everybody to see that?
documentary, we wanted to make it completely open source so anyone can watch it. It's free. There's a lot of an educational component to it, which is what the FBI is about. And those are the people that that's the 501c3 that's presenting this project. So we wanted to put it online for everyone to access, and that's available on YouTube right now. It's actually up right now, I noticed.
And how about if people like just want to donate money to Home on the Range?
That, sure, that would be wonderful. Money is always a good thing to make things happen, and especially to help animals in this case. They can go to homeontherangebenefit.org. There's a link on there to click and donate. You can also go to compassionatefarming.org, which is the CFEI website. And again, there's a donation button on there. And yeah, any amount that anyone can do is, you know, is truly amazing and helpful.
Cool. And then how about you? Where can everybody find you?
Well, you can find me definitely on this CD. You can find me on this album. Warshow Angels would be warshowangels.com, and there's a record on there. We have a Bandcamp album site, and we have a SoundCloud site. I think you could, if you can spell Warshow Angels and type it into the computer, you can find us.
There you go. Cool. Well, I'm glad we finally got this together. A couple rough things, but we got it.
Yeah, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Good luck with everything. Good luck with the album. Good luck with Home on the Range.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Neil. Take care, man.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. All right, welcome back to the Dream Radio. Bay Ragney here, and you just heard our interview with Mr. Neil Cohn from the Home on the Range Benefit. Make sure you check out all them things. You can donate money. You can get the CD, get the download, check out the documentary. There you go. So, another show in the books, episode 185 of Totally Germ Radio next week, on to episode 186, and it will be our last taped show. We'll be returning live in 2 weeks, right after the 4th of July. And I got another commercial break to play, so hang out, listen to our commercial break, and then I'm going to have my good friend, Mr. Nick Wilkinson, read the plugs for all the other shows on our network. Make sure you go to TotallyDrivenTV.com or TotallyDrivenEntertainment.com for our website for more information. And you can find me at Bay Ragney on Twitter, Facebook. You can find us on Instagram, TotallyDrivenEntertainment, TotallyDrivenRadio. Just look for us. We're out there, all over the place. And as always, remember to stay driven. See ya!
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence or more only at www.entertainment.com. etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.